What they said. Prominent figures give their verdict on the riots that have shocked Britain. Ken Livingstone.
There is no doubt in my mind as to where the blame lies for this. It's all the fault of Boris Johnson. As long ago as 2008, I predicted that if Boris became mayor, London would soon be in flames, and I was absolutely right. There is only one way to deal with this complex socio-economic and political problem. Bring back myself. Vote Red, Ken, in 2012. You know it makes sense.
Patrick Mercer, MP.
As an ex-army officer who served in Northern Ireland, I know a bit about how to deal with civil unrest. There is only one way to contain this sort of thuggery. Call in the army and give them everything they need. Rubber bullets, proper bullets, water cannon, real cannon, guided missiles, killer drones. No options should be ruled out, up to and including nuclear weapons.
John Prescott.
There can be no excuse for this behaviour and no justificating of what happened, but the blame for the rioting and lootifying has to be put squarely at the feet of the Tory government, who don't give a damn about the working classes because they all went to private public schools and swan around in great big houses playing croquet and having affairs with their secretaries, dressing up in ermine robes and giving themselves titles, forgetting about the really disadvantaged people of Britain, such as myself.
TV's Charles Moore.
We all have particular memories of the recent distressing scenes of disorder which have engulfed the capital this August. In my own case, I was purchasing a new silk hat at Heffer's in St. James when a group of unruly youths broke into the shop and set fire to it, trampling my newly acquired hat in the process. They then revealed that they were members of a gang calling itself the Bullingdon Club and had travelled all the way from Oxford to trash Heffer's and give the jolly old customers a bit of a waz.
The Reverend J.C. Flannel.
On the one hand, you know, it's very easy, isn't it, to condemn these young people for their apparently selfish and antisocial actions. But on the other hand, we must recognise the very real sense of anger and alienation that these poor young people feel as they...
Give me the trainers, blood!
I say.
Get your trainers off!
Oh, mind that crucifix!
Is that pure gold?
This is a vicarage, you know.
I want that smock, bruv.
There's a car phone warehouse down the road.
Is that your paintings?
Get out! Get out!